This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Hey, we've got you a big show tonight. Britt McHenry, the NFL analyst for ESPN, or former. Also, Ashley Papa will be here. It's relationship night. We've got so much going on. Welcome to yet another edition of Radio Night Live from New York. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. If you would be so kind, jump over to the Facebook and help watch us on the Facebook Live tonight. We've got the TV feed, and we've got, I know, I'm without my facial hair. People are like, oh, my goodness, who's that guy on the TV set? It looks a little bit different. I understand. I understand greatly. I got really mad today, and I just shaved it all off. Ever done that before? Ever just said, okay, to heck? It's actually an interesting reaction because you can't really you don't want to like go be angry at other people. So you get angry at your circumstances, like, well, what do I? It's my choice. It's my choice. I choose my choice. So I did. This evening I went and I grabbed my shaving cream and I just started plopping that stuff all over my like 6-year-old goatee. And I just took that sucker clean off, and now I feel very weird without it. But that's okay. In like 2 days, it'll be like back to stubble, so that'll be perfect. I've got a public event I got to be at on Wednesday. This will be just perfect for the people that are tuning in to Facebook Live. They're like, "Who's that?" It looks completely different. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Welcome to Saturday. It's a very disturbing day today. We are watching Hurricane Irma as best we can, and we'll give you the updates. It's in the Florida Keys right now. It is going to be hitting. Now, it looks like it will be hitting the west side of the Florida peninsula, and it's going to be problematic from this standpoint. It's not moving very fast. It is, in fact, if you look at the map and so forth, it is moving slower than what they had originally anticipated, and it will be it's Cat 3 now. It may redevelop into like a Cat 4, but it is not doing what they had anticipated it doing. So, having said all that, we're going to keep our eye on it tonight for you, and hopefully we will just say prayers and have a good outcome of all this. I really do hope and pray that we have less damage from this than we had with Harvey, though it's unlikely that that's the case. So it's a very concerning time, and we're dealing with it. So anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We've got a lot to talk about. 888-340-3373. One of the things I do want to talk about for sure tonight has to do with the topic that's going to come up in the ladies' lounge. Now, we've got Ashley Papa back with us. She has not been able to join us in recent weeks because of things with her day job. Evidently, those have been cleared, and she is able to be with us tonight. We're going to talk relationships. But a very weird article popped up in Cosmopolitan magazine this last month, and that was somebody wrote an article that said, if you believe that you should ask the girl's father's permission for her hand in marriage, you're both sexists. So the father and the fiance. If you believe that you need to ask her father's permission to marry her, you are in fact sexist, that this is a sexist practice. Ashley will give her take on that. There's a couple of other things that we could weigh in on.
But I think that will take up the majority of our discussion. And then in hour number one tonight, Britt McHenry is going to be with us. Now, Britt is a well-known NFL sideline reporter or former sideline reporter for ESPN. She also covered Major League Baseball for them. She has covered the NFL for the last number of years. And since this is opening weekend, I thought she might have opinions on everything from Colin Kaepernick to Ezekiel Elliott and the ratings from the Thursday night game. All because there are people that are saying, well, this is bad news. The NFL's off to a really bad start. So we'll get into all that coming up. By the way, and I have to do this because it's just me, and it's Saturday. For my friends watching on Biz TV in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, go Frogs! Yeah! They kicked the Razorbacks today. And it was not a super, blowout. It was only 28-7, which sounds like a blowout. In the NFL, that's a blowout. In college, the SEC, any of those teams could put up, 50, 60 points on any given week. So to have a 28-7 game isn't really like a huge, it was competitive all the way down to the end. They scored a couple of things at the end, but my Frogs got it done today, and go TCU. Love the Purple Frogs. And more importantly than that, the McCullough boy childs, the ankle biters that are male, shall forever be male, shall always know that they are male, shall never be confused about their maleness. The McCullough boy childs today they tied one game, and the other one won his game. They are officially undefeated after week one of first-ever soccer week in the McCullough household. So the 4-5-year-old team, they tied 1-1, and the 7-year-old on the 7- and 8-year-old team won 1-0, and Dad survived. It actually wasn't as boring as I thought it was going to be. I mean, because, soccer, it's not like... I don't know. It's not like Little League or football or any of the exciting sports where they actually score. It's a lot of hey, run over there, kick the ball. And then you watch it go out of bounds. And then they go get it, and they try to throw it in, and then they hit the post or something, and then it bounces back out. And then there's 3 hours of that. It's a lot of just kicking and running, but nobody scores. So today, I was cheering every moment that they were out there. Come on, stay awake! Let's go. Let's not fall asleep. Come on. Don't look at the grass. Get your eyes up. Don't kick the dirt. Stop kicking the dirt. Don't kick the dirt. Did a lot of that today. A lot of that. Especially with the 4-year-old. Oh, my goodness. No, the stars aren't out today, son. They'll be out tonight. We have to wait for the sun go down and the moon come up to see the stars. No, stop looking at the sky. Look, the ball's over there. Let's go over there. That's where the ball is. They weren't having much of that, at least in the 4- and 5-year-old game. Now, in the 7-year-old, he actually did pretty well. And he was excited because not only did he get to run up and down the field for 2 of the 3 periods they played. And what is this? They just stop right at 1 o'clock no matter what. So their league, not like any league I played in growing up, they started at 12. They had practice for the first 20 minutes. They divide the field, and the one team's at the one end, and the other team's at the other, and they're like, okay, we're going to learn how to dribble. And I'm like, what? So anyway, they do this for 20 minutes, and then they do, what do they, play sharks and minnows. Oh, and you play soccer when you were a kid? No, you're not a soccer guy either. How about you, Ivan? You play soccer?
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Did you do sharks and minnows?
No.
Yeah, so the sharks and minnows, they do the dribbling around the orange cones. Or if you have a kid that's watched Cars, it's the cozy cones, and they dribble them in and out around, and then the coaches get to be like Michael Scott from The Office. You remember Michael Scott from The Office? He just jumps in, and it's so inappropriate. It doesn't matter what it is, he just jumps in. So the coach just jumps in and takes the ball from him, and the kid's just looking at him like, what? What'd I do? Why'd you take my ball from me? He's like, no, I got it. Ha 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 ha. He's the shark. They're the minnows. Appropriately a titled game, I guess. Anyway, so they played some sharks and minnows. They did the dribble thing. And then they had the scrimmage. And the scrimmage, And I wanted to say, wait a minute, is this a scrimmage or is this an actual game? Because there's only 8 weeks of this soccer season, and it seems to me like if these are just scrimmages, when is the actual game? But I realize this, too. I live in a very soccer snobbish part of the country. Like, there are people that look down their nose at you for not having played soccer. And so if you're not on the, quote, traveling team, you're not a real soccer player. So today, the parents all around the sidelines, they were talking about, well, yes, you know, well, Betsy, she's going to play traveling soccer next year. And I was like, oh, man, I'm so glad my boys don't want to do that. Because I didn't want to be there today. We had fun, but I had stuff to do, man. This is interrupting my Saturday. The only day I don't have other stuff to do. So, anyway, but after all of that was done, they were undefeated. One had a tie, and the other one won. So no losses on the McCullough calendar as of yet through 1/8 of the soccer season, which is kind of exciting. Anyway, we're going to talk football next. Britt McHenry will join me. Stay with us, formerly of ESPN and now of TheFederalist.com.
Here's the final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've...
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We've got a lot to get to tonight, and I hope that you will stick around. It is relationship night. Ashley Papa will be with us. And a question that Cosmopolitan Magazine... Now, Cosmo Magazine is the one that just a couple of months ago asked the question, is it too young to tell your kids about anal sex? What? Yes, my kids are... I'm too young to hear about... Stop! But they've gone one step further. Now, if you ask a father's, if you ask the daughter's father's permission to marry her, evidently that makes both of you sexists. So we'll discuss that in hour number two. We're also watching Hurricane Irma, or as I call it, hashtag Irmacane. We are following it as it goes through, and it has hit the Florida Keys. People were saying in here, you know, we were talking about the size of it. You want to see an interesting picture of just how big this is? Go to the top of the Drudge Report right now and pull up the picture that he's got up there. This thing is wider than the circumference. It's wider than the length, rather, of Massachusetts at its widest point. You can fit Massachusetts inside of the width of Hurricane Irma. That's how big it is. And they're saying that where they were thinking it was going to make a direct hit on Miami a day ago, now they're saying a direct hit on Tampa, but still probably coming straight up the Florida Peninsula. So we are praying for people there. We are hoping for the best. And we are hoping that you will hope with us that none of them will be injured. We're also brought to you tonight by the good people of MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell offering everything on his website at 50% off when you use my promo code KMC. You just call 1-800-506-2641. You can get the four-pack. You can get... Somebody wrote me on social media this week and said, Kev, what's the bed topper like? I said, you're not going to believe it. It's one of the best you've ever... It's the best that's out there. What about the mattress? Yeah, get one of those, too. Everything on the website, 50% off when you use promo code KMC. Call 800-506-2641. Get 50% off your pillows. Get 50% off the bed toppers. Get 50% off everything on the website when you call 800-506-2641. It's all made in America, and it is guaranteed to give you the best sleep of your life or your money back in the first 60 days, and they will warranty all of it for 10 full years. It is really cool. 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. And that brings me, I want to be able to sleep good at night, hence because I want to watch the NFL games. Which brings me to my conversation with my next guest. In fact, there may be some things that you know about her. She was involved in a bit of a scandal not long ago as it related to some things that took place between her and a parking attendant. But she's worked for ESPN, and now she is ready to join us here at Radio Night Live, and we're so thankful to have her. And it's a big weekend, not only because there's this tragic weather stuff that's going on, and our hearts and prayers are going out to all the people of South Florida and those that are going to be impacted by this in Georgia and as Irma continues to make landfall. And, friends, you're going to be hearing more about how you can help at this microphone, so I want you to keep listening because we're going to do what we can to help everyone that's in need. But maybe a nice distraction from both Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma will be the beginning of the NFL this week. And someone that has covered the NFL professionally is Britt McHenry. She was a host and sideline reporter for ESPN, and she covered the NFL as part of her regular beat. And she now serves as a contributor to TheFederalist.com, which if you listen to this show, you know my admiration for that place. And, Britt, it's good to have you here. Thanks for being on board.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
When you think about opening weekend for the NFL in this particular season, in this particular year, what's exciting to you and what is maybe a drawback to you about where the NFL is starting out at the beginning of the 2017-2018 season?
Well, the most exciting thing for me personally is that I finally get to enjoy the season like all the great fans out there for once. I won't be waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning and working till 6 at night.
Right.
So I get to just have that perspective this season. Unfortunately, though, I love the NFL. In covering sports at ESPN, the NFL and Major League Baseball, particularly in October when playoffs get underway,
sure,
were my two favorite things to cover. And it's just unfortunate, though, that so many off-the-field issues keep percolating into the league and are casting this shadow on the sport. And last night, the rating numbers came out that they were down from the three previous years for the NFL opener.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, no, for the Thursday night game with the Patriots and the Chiefs. So that'll be interesting to see if that trend continues. And if it's just oversaturation, or if people are really dismayed by some of these issues of domestic violence, the anthem protests.
Well, that's what I want to ask, Britt. And because you have a foot in both worlds, I think you're the perfect person to talk to about this. But is the stuff that the NFL is enduring right now, is it more an attack of a political nature that people are really wanting to tear down the sport and tear down the league, that just don't like some of the good things that comes out that come out of football?
Well, I think that any professional athlete or public figure has to be held to certain standards.
Absolutely.
And I think that the way they botched the handling of the Ray Rice domestic violence situation really then glared the spotlight even more on the league and
sure,
Roger Goodell, because that wasn't handled appropriately. And obviously when the video came out, then there was a serious suspension and Ray Rice hasn't played again. I think for females, you know, being one both as a fan and working in this industry, there is some discontent about what you're seeing and that treatment of domestic violence. But then there's the flip side of, how much do you go by accusations, like Ezekiel Elliott with his 6-game suspension, and he's still trying to appeal it. He will play against New York. I'm sure that Giants fans aren't happy about the first game of the season.
But that's a good example, Britt, and let me ask you about that, because as I understood the story, and, you know, I live in New York. I'm a childhood Dallas fan, so I've always got a lot of interest in this particular game.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed to me that when the outside authorities, the police and the DA's office and everybody else looked into what the accuser was saying, that they didn't mm-hmm. really come up with anything. Like, it seemed to be kind of a blank slate. Her emails asking the witnesses that were there that night, you know, to not necessarily tell the truth, et cetera, et cetera. Why'd the NFL get so, if the outside authorities weren't, you know, weren't even serious enough about it to press charges, why did the NFL get so hard on Ezekiel, given what kind of looked like, I don't know, lack of evidence?
That's a good question. He's a rising star. He's one of the prominent faces. And when you have that Dallas Cowboys star on your jersey, there's going to be a lot of attention that just comes from America's team regardless. So this isn't the type of publicity that you want, but
sure,
I would caution, in this day and age, like you said, some of the evidence that they've uncovered where the story's not really matching up.
Anyone
can really push a narrative.
No, they certainly can, Britt. Hold that thought. We're going to come right back. Britt McHenry is my guest.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's so good to have you with us on a Saturday night, and I'm personally very excited about this weekend because on Sunday evening, the Giants and the Cowboys will kick off. Now, I should be very afraid of this game because Eli Manning normally kills Dallas in the opening season opener. And it's being played in Texas Stadium, where Eli Manning in the new Texas Stadium, which is he's undefeated there. But I'm hoping that the Cowboys will turn a page. Anyway, it's going to be very exciting. And my friend Britt McHenry is going to be watching it. I know, Britt. We were talking just before the break about the very kind of uneven scale of how the NFL judges. So with Ray Rice, they didn't get it right at first. When they saw the new evidence, they seemed to get it right. Now he's not playing. With Tom Brady, I don't know. It was kind of an in-and-out thing. He was in the courts, then he was out of the courts, and then it doesn't really seem like, even though he was kind of forced to admit he had done
They accused him of. Now with Zeke Elliott, there's like no evidence to support the charges at all, at least not according to the criminal authorities, and yet they've thrown a 6-game suspension at him. It seems like they have a very inconsistent way of deciding these things, and I think that they should try to, I don't know, come up with a better standard.
I tend to agree with you there. I think this is a preemptive measure partly because of how they didn't handle things well in the past.
Right.
That Ezekiel's getting the blunt force of it, and also because it's a message to other rookies and other really young stars in this league that, especially now with social media and just all types of forms of press out there, you have to conduct yourself in a certain way. So I think that's what they're trying to do. It was interesting that they also suspended kicker Josh Brown today for 6 games. The kicker for the Giants, who, you know, he had been suspended a game last year as well. So they're trying to send a message, and that's undeniable. But
let's turn the corner just for a second. You wrote about race because Michael Bennett, who plays for the Seahawks, has had a little bit of an issue given his arrest in Las Vegas, and of course the Kaepernick story is saturated with, you know, racial undertones. So how do you think the league's handling the issue of race, and are players trying to take advantage of that from your perspective, or are these complaints by Bennett and Kaepernick legitimate?
I don't think the league knows what to do with handling this. First of all, I know how the media is handling it, and it is extremely left-wing and liberal-leaning. And the reason that this particular Michael Bennett story stood out to me, one, I used to cover him many, many times. I've been in the Seahawks locker room. He's a very honest, blunt, in-your-face type of person. So I didn't discredit parts of his story, and a lot of people wanted to jump to conclusions, but if you read the article in the Federalist, I explained why I think some of his points match up. The arresting officer didn't have a body camera on that day, so we really don't know what was said to him. But when he tweeted out a statement that he labeled equality, it was centered on racial profiling. And when you watch the Las Vegas police camera footage that they had from other officers, there were hundreds of African-American patrons in this casino who were not singled out. He ran from the police and hid from them. And when they're investigating for a possible shooter, that's part of their job, right, to track down suspicious activity.
Of course.
And his own lawyer came out and said to Como TV in Seattle that he didn't believe race was a factor given the crowd that was around them at that time in that casino. So, you know, now do you want to argue about excessive police force, and those are things that I'm sure will be examined. Again, we couldn't see because that particular officer didn't have his camera on, but everybody wanted to just side with a really famous professional athlete, and it's like all these facts came out and then the media was silent.
Yeah, let's try, if you're in the media, and I say this to my colleagues, let's do our best to tell the truth. CNN has had enough egg on its face on the Russia investigation so much so that they canceled it yesterday. Let's not go down the same rabbit hole. Britt McHenry is a contributor to TheFederalist.com. Former NFL, Major League Baseball beat reporter and host for ESPN, and we're really grateful for her time today. Britt, last question real quick.
Okay.
Who do you like for the 2017-2018 Super Bowl? I always ask somebody at the beginning of the season, who's your two favorites this far out?
I'm partial to the Steelers. They still got Big Ben back there. Every year he toys with us about whether he's retiring. And AB, they're figuring out Le'Veon Bell's contract situation. But I think they'll have another strong season, hopefully a better playoff showing than they did last year. And let's see what Dak Prescott can do with your Cowboys.
You're going for a classic matchup. You're going for a Cowboys-Steelers. Well, I don't know. I think you have to have odds on money for the Patriots anytime that Tom Brady's healthy, but we'll see where that goes. And in terms of the NFC, I don't know that I can be objective to try to pick a team because I am just such a sucker for my hometown heroes. Anyway, Britt, great to meet you. Great to talk with you. Thanks for being with us.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Britt McHenry, our guest tonight, a former ESPN NFL reporter and anchor, Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
88676.
Alright, so glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If you've got thoughts on anything Britt McHenry was saying, it is interesting. I was looking up the statistics on the football game that was played on Thursday, and they did. I mean, it was a really rather intriguing game because the defending Super Bowl champions just got toasted in their home stadium by the Chiefs, and nobody expected that. The head coach of the Patriots is incensed. Mr. Belichick's just angry as all get out. And here's the thing. They had the lowest ratings since 2009. So lowest ratings in a decade, essentially. for the opening game of the season, and it was one that provided a lot of drama because now the returning Super Bowl defending team has a loss in their opening game. And evidently it was not one that Tom Brady could do much about. Must have had too much air in the footballs or something. I'm not exactly sure. Are there Jets fans in the house? Okay. By the way, we want to say thank you tonight. We're very excited. Every month we've had two or three of these that have come on board. But this week we welcome a brand new family of stations to Radio Night Live. And it is on the AM dial and on the FM dial, AM 1240. And their sister station, 103.7 FM, in Indianapolis, Indiana. Indianapolis and Anderson, Indiana. That region, if you're familiar with WHBU, and you should be, it is the big powerhouse news talker in that region. Both Mr. Limbaugh and Mr. Hannity are on that station. And we are just really honored to have been included now in the great lineup there that is there on the weekends. So I want to say a personal thank you to News Talk WHBU, 103.7 FM and AM 1240 there in the Indianapolis and Anderson, Indiana area. That is the 42nd market in the country, I believe, and they're welcoming us in for the first time tonight, and I couldn't be more excited than to have them on board. Still to come on tonight's broadcast, Ashley Papa will be here. Very interesting question. In fact, we'll take your calls on this even before Ashley comes, but 888-340-3373. What would you say to somebody who said, for instance, if you decided that you were going to go ask for a girl's hand in marriage from her father, and you told her, I want to go ask for your dad's permission to take your hand in marriage, and she said to you, oh, that's sexist, would you do it anyway? Would you still go ahead and ask the father's permission to marry his daughter? The new episode issue of Cosmopolitan magazine evidently makes that argument in one of the articles that they have, that there's something wrong morally with the young man asking the father permission to marry the daughter. Now, call me a caveman. People have called me worse. I don't know what makes someone sexist and not. But, son, I got to say, if you think you're going to marry my daughter without asking my permission, I got a sawed-off 45 that says different. We'll just take that discussion out back, you know, behind the woodshed. I don't get the, and this is part of my problem. I don't get the academic elitist inclined professorial class that is now telling these people, particularly the young kids that are coming to their classes, these foolish, damnable things. You convince a daughter that it's sexist for her dad to conspire with her fiance to marry her. That you got to have, obviously, her buy-in to the idea. You probably would seek that before you go get the father's permission. But what on earth is wrong with you if you think that that is in some way violating who she is or her choice or what have you? But we'll get the details from Ashley as to what Cosmopolitan argued, because they believe it. There's this real thing that they're holding on to in that circumstance. So we got that coming up, and we'll take your calls, 888-340-3373. We're also watching the very latest from Hurricane Irma. What they are now saying is that roughly around 2 a.m. it will hit the Miami, at least the level equal to Miami on the southern part of the Florida Peninsula. It will then move shortly towards Tampa and hit Tampa head-on. It will not hit Miami head-on. They're on opposite sides of the peninsula, and it looks like it's going to go up the west coast of the southern peninsula of Florida. But then the next 24 hours, for those that are there and for those of you that can hear me tonight, it's going to be rough, and we're going to be very concerned. I have a lot of friends that live down in this area, by the way. More that I found out today have homes down there than I realized, and some of them are quite concerned. Sadly, one of my very good friends went to Alaska for the summer with her family. They did some work up there at a it's kind of like a lodge that is designed for severely traumatized members of the military to come back to the U.S. and to heal mentally and emotionally. And they put them up in the Alaskan mountains with the trees and the fishing and all the other stuff that they do up there. And it's a really great program. But she left her house, I want to say, in mid-May. And so now there is a concern, and I think they live in the, I could be wrong, I think it's the St. Petersburg area, it could be the Tampa area, I'm not exactly sure, but in that area, and they did not do the board up and the, you know, the plug all the holes and all the other stuff that all of her neighbors have been doing for the last couple of weeks, and they're not scheduled to return for another month, or a couple of weeks at least, and so there's a lot of concern about, you know, if they're going to even have a house to go back to when they get back. It's those kinds of stories that start to break my heart, and it's really I don't know, something concerning on the heels of Harvey. I want to make sure that we do right by these people, and I'm hoping that Congress and the president do as well. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. You got thoughts on any of this? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. There was some news to talk about this week. We'll get to that as we continue. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And if you want to get the podcast, if you miss any part of the show, you can go to the website, TheBingeThinker.com, TheBingeThinker.com, and we've just launched a brand new podcast called Just a Thought that you will be able to subscribe to and get every day. It's 3.5 minutes of Kevin McCullough on the radio and just designed perfect to give you something to think about as you're dealing with the day-to-day stuff. So check that out when you go, TheBingeThinker.com. I'm Kevin McCullough from New York. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
I'm glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Thank you for being here. We're live on Facebook Live tonight as well. I hope you're checking that out over on the Facebook Live. In fact, at some point, Nick, see if you can pull up the Facebook Live on the TV, and then we have the TV on the TV on the Facebook Live back on the TV. That would look kind of cool for those watching on TV. Maybe on the Facebook Live it would be too much. It's kind of like visual reverb or something. I'm not sure, but... That's where we are, and you can see us every week, and we're glad to be there. 888-340-3373 is how you jump in on the telephone conversation. Let's talk to Dwayne, who's calling from, is it Highland Park, New York? Dwayne, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi there. It's Hyde Park, New York.
Actually, Hyde Park. I thought, yeah, okay. That's part of Brooklyn.
No, actually, there might be a smaller Hyde Park in Brooklyn, but this is actually about 2 hours north of Brooklyn, upstate. It's where FDR was born.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Yeah, I don't know my New York history nearly as well as I do know other things. Anyway, thank you, Dwayne, for your call. What did you want to say tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to say that I'm a first-time listener. I'm here at Purchase College with a few buddies watching the show, and I'm just having a great time. I appreciate the updates on the hurricane. It's just very entertaining. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Dwayne. 888-340-3373. The hurricane's probably going to make landfall about 2, and all day tomorrow is not going to be, it's not going to go, very well. So we're thinking, and our thoughts are with them as we deal with that. All right. One of the great sponsors of this broadcast is Balance of Nature. You've heard me tell you the story on my behalf. It got me over the flu in about 36 hours. I was astounded because it's just raw vegetables and fruit in its whole form. But I was intrigued by the peer studies that they have had done that have studied the impact of the Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables. And I recently had been doing some of the research on some of the Hep C studies that they had done, because I had a friend, a fairly new friend that I'd learned had struggled with Hep C, and they want to get off of the medications that you have to take in order for the Hep C to be under control so your liver doesn't completely give up. And when on the Balance of Nature, which are the fruits and veggie capsules, whole fruits, whole veggies, ground up into capsules that you take according to the plan that your health coach gives you when you call, they were able to actually not get rid of the virus. That's impossible to do. But they were able to get the liver functioning at a 100% fully restored health level, which basically negates the impact of the virus on the liver, which is what the Hep C virus attacks. So it's a pretty amazing thing. And I just wanted to remind you that if you call tonight, they are going to offer you details on how to get 2 free months, 2 months' worth of fruits and veggies when you call 800-2468-751, 1-800-2468-751. And I hope that you will call, use my promo code KMC, and check it out. 800-2468-751, 800-2468-751, promo code KMC. Now, when we come back, Ashley Papa will be with us. One of the things we do, Dwayne and all the newbies, we do the Ladies Lounge in the second hour, and Ashley Papa will be with us to talk relationships, and we'll...
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
6-8.